This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Hi.
Hi.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm good.
You hit your head on that?
Yeah, I just hit my head on the microphone, that's all. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Good to see you, man.
Hot as hell out.
It is.
Yeah. I thought it'd cool off. You know, like, we don't want to talk about the weather. That's some boring old man. But, oh, sorry.
Well, you know, people do talk about the weather, though.
I know. But, you know, college football's on.
I know.
Quiet it down a little bit.
So you think that it would start to cool off.
Settle down.
It's a dome. I saw it on the news this morning. It's
a dome?
Heat dome, high pressure, something, global warming. I don't know. But just, you know what it is, Laszlo?
Hmm.
It's battering the Midwest. That's what it's doing. It's baking the Midwest.
It's cooking the Midwest.
Breaking record highs in Chicago. And the air show in Kansas over the weekend. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Lord, what?
Those people had to be hospitalized. It was so hot.
They did?
That's what I saw. It looked like they were hosing people off with the fire hose, but I don't know if that was all from the same footage or not. They said a bunch of people went to the hospital. I mean, I've never been to an air show, but I would think that, and I'm not in no way trying to make fun of these people. I'm genuinely curious, like, if I'm out at an air show and I start to get that hot, I think I go, it's too hot for this, I'm going to get in the car, and we're going to leave. I guess I don't know what heat stroke feels like, because maybe I've never experienced it. Mm-hmm. Have you? Have you ever?
I've never had heat stroke. I don't know.
I don't think I have either. I thought maybe you would have in the military at some point during your training.
Like, they just make you get it?
Doing football. No, I just don't. Kids would get it in football practice a lot.
I've been hot, but I don't ever think I've had a heat stroke.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what qualifies, but like a kid who had to get on the ambulance. You probably had kids in football who had to
get checked out by a paramedic or something. But I grew up in Michigan. It doesn't get this hot.
Yeah.
Like, there was never a day where they were like, it's too hot to practice.
Okay.
It may be, like, the deadest summer got to, like, 84 or something.
Okay. I did, yeah.
85.
That makes a lot of sense. No, we had a lot of times like that first week back from school, even maybe the first 2 weeks, like it's too hot for recess. You're not allowed to go out.
Yeah, there. We never had that.
So that makes sense. You Michigan, different weather. Yeah. And football players back then, they would talk about, oh, you know, Mike passed out this morning. They couldn't get him to wake up for 5 or 10 minutes. Right. And there'd always be stuff on the news about all the coaches would go on the news, and they say, well, I tell the boys every day, you just drink until your piss is clear. That's what I tell them. You make sure it's clear, and once it's clear, you're good. Don't get dehydrated out there. And then I think eventually they started to say, maybe we should have some rules about the temperature.
I don't even know if those work all the time.
Because it's
I don't want to say the wrong school, but someone here
something happened.
Passed away. A football player, like within the last 2 weeks.
Within the last 2 weeks? Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, well, yeah, certainly.
Okay, wow. Yeah. I mean, I've heard of it happening, and I've heard of it happening. Even here, I heard a track and field athlete.
No, I don't know if it was because of heat. I didn't.
Right, could be.
It could have been he had a heart condition nobody knew about. That stuff happens. But
you can have that scary, just the arrhythmia thing where someone hits you right at the right time when your heartbeat is in just the right spot, a one in a billion, and boom, your heart stops. So there's. But, yeah, the heat was always the issue. And I know that they would say, well, we're going to do practice earlier and earlier. So my friends who played football had to come in. I don't remember what time. They definitely got up when it was dark. And I think they were practicing a lot when it was dark. And they seemed exhausted during the day. By the time lunch rolled around, they'd been awake a long time.
Yeah.
But I think eventually the school's like, okay, they're not able to practice if it's, you know, this temperature or above. Because up till then, they
My youngest plays football, and they practice before school today.
Yeah, that's what they did at
I had to be there like 6 a.m. or something.
I mean, I guess he's young, so I don't know if they did that in junior high or not, which would be his age.
Yeah.
But that's what the high school kids did. Isn't that what you guys didn't practice before school? Again, I guess the temperature was different.
In the, like in the summer, we did two-a-days,
yeah.
But then when school started, just after school. But again, we never had to worry about the heat.
Right, yeah. I mean, your kid plays. How worried are you about
the heat?
Because there's been times when you've said they've had a baseball game, and I've gone, isn't it a little too hot to be playing sports?
Baseball doesn't worry me too much.
Just when it gets to like 105,
a lot of standing
and it's
around.
Humid here. Yeah, but it's just so humid. And when you
and
mix
there's
it
always
with
water.
The heat.
I worry about my oldest because he's a catcher.
Right, he's
a
out
catcher,
there.
So I do worry about him, and it's, you know, it's weird. It's looked at like some sort of, again, it's just sports, so it's looked at some sort of weakness to be like, hey, I need water. And under normal circumstances, it's not a big deal, but sometimes I've seen him out there and, you know, the pitchers walked five guys and two guys got hits. And then, you know, there's I counted one time. He's out there like 110 degree weather for like 45 minutes.
Yeah.
In catcher's gear. I'm like, ask for water,
gotta
man.
Gotta get a drink.
Does that worry you with his heart condition too?
Yeah, he does have a heart condition. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it would worry anybody. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It would worry.
But I don't want to be the dad who just runs down there and hands him cold water.
Well, that makes you, you know, now you're the dad who's getting too involved. So like, here's son, because you don't want to embarrass him.
Exactly. But, and he's like, I'm fine. So I'm like, no, just ask for water.
Oh, I just assume that anything that's affiliated with schools probably has a few more rules each year. I didn't know about this death that you're saying happened recently. That sounds tragic.
Yeah, I don't want to give any of that.
No, that's fine.
People know about it on Twitch. I just don't want to say the. Yeah. I don't want to get the school wrong or anything.
Yeah, no, that's really fun. I just didn't hear about it, and it does happen. I feel like that's why every year there's just a few more rules and a few more rules. And look, I mean, whether you believe in global warming or natural cycle or whatever, it is hotter than it was when I was a kid. Right? It's hotter longer into the year. So kids playing sports in the summer around here have to play generally in hotter weather than they did when I was a kid. So, you know, I think it's good that those schools say, here's some rules. You and I have said in the past that we could see football just becoming a thing that schools don't want to be affiliated with one day.
Well, certainly with the CTE.
Exactly.
I could see. I mean, there's so much money in it, but high school, I could see somebody getting sued a couple of times and high schools being like, hey, we can't afford, like,
because how much money does a high school make off the football team? You know,
it can't be much.
That's
if
my
anything,
thing.
Probably nothing. So
they're taking the risk
money, right?
But
they're going to get sued.
So the colleges need those high school kids to play,
sure.
But the high schools don't.
And the colleges, most of them have enough money. So you know, say like KU or Michigan or Notre Dame, Florida State. If they get sued, chances are they can write the check. Like, okay, you win. We'll write the check. We'll settle out of court like everybody does. Here's an NDA. Sign it.
Yeah.
And here's some money for your kid getting hurt. Okay. But there's a lot of colleges that might not be able to.
Well, sure.
Right? So if they get sued, like, I don't know what schools those are, compare them to KU or whatever, but certainly, you know,
The smaller schools.
Like a Central Missouri
state. Right, or South Florida. You know, maybe South Florida can write it, but you can obviously understand there's some Division I schools and then certainly Division II schools, but just stay with Division I.
Yeah.
Who are like, man, we cannot write that check. And then the other part of that is presidents of those schools, where they could be like, yeah, we can write the check, but we're an institution of education.
Yeah.
There's still some, I know it's crazy to hear, but I still think there are some presidents at schools who feel that way.
Not a lot of them. That it's not a football team.
Because they understand where the money comes from, too.
Yeah.
But there are probably some, like maybe Stanford, who'd be like, we're out.
Stanford's a good example.
Right? Like, that who has a decent first. Football team, and they play, and they get good players every once in a while.
But we wouldn't be
surprised. Andrew Luck went there, but it wouldn't be surprised if their administration or their board of directors and trustees were like,
education is a priority.
Done.
Education?
Right.
Well, I wouldn't even know where these schools are. I would have never heard of any of them if it wasn't for your football team. But that's just it. I mean, we've talked about that before, too, though. The NFL relied for years and years and years on colleges.
Right, still do.
And still do as total amateur athletes. Now, luckily, a lot of those kids are getting paid. Because, you know, most of them didn't make it to the NFL, and some of them that were good enough to make it to the NFL, just their bodies wore out before they could get to the NFL. They never got a chance to get paid. But with the colleges also rely on the high schools, and the high schools, I don't know how much money, look, like maybe Friday Night Lights in Texas generates a lot of revenue for the school somehow.
I'm sure
it does. By selling concessions and
boosters.
And boosters giving money to high schools.
Like, okay. That's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah. But around here,
I don't think
that's probably a thing.
No.
And so you just go, well, someone else.
I mean, I'm a huge,
risk.
You know, I'm a Shawnee Mission South fan. I go to their football games. I'm, you know, they're not packed on both sides of the stands like you see in, you know, Tyler, Texas.
No.
You know?
No. I like it, too. I like driving
by
and seeing the games are going on.
I like
on.
That it's out there. I like those kids are playing. I'm a football fan. I like to watch. I like to sit and complain about the coaches. Like, this guy, why call that play? They're like, I like all of it. All of it. It's harder to do that, like...
The girls.
Well, no, it's harder to do that with the NFL. You know, you're like, well, why'd Andy Reid call that? Well, I don't know, but he's Andy Reid, you dumbass.
Right.
There is part of it where, like, when you're watching
it's
real amateur sports, you're like, screw you, I know more than you.
I don't trust your decision-making at all.
Right,
exactly.
Right. What do you ever do? He coaches social studies, for all I know.
He probably
never
does.
Picked up a football. This guy, it's more fun in the stands, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
you
but
know?
Those people don't really show up. I mean, you've got kids in the district.
I do.
But when I drive by these games, it looks to me like it's parents and then kids that go to school there. I don't see a lot of people that... In Texas, it looks like it's older couples.
It's a religion.
It's families. Yeah. Maybe no one even ever went to school there. You know? Doesn't matter. It's their team. And so people go to the games. Here, it's the parents of the athletes and then the kids who go to school.
Yeah.
That's it. And like you said, there's usually space on both sides of the field. It's you know, it's nice. I'm glad it exists.
Yeah.
I love it. I love the smell in the air.
Now,
I like
how
when
was
it
when you were a kid?
Like, how busy were the games?
Yeah.
Like, what was it like? I mean, we went to the games as... I'm one of my friends played for the other school. I went to Lee Summit North. He played for Lee Summit. So I actually ended up going to more Lee Summit games because he's a really good friend and he played for the Tigers. But we went to the games and I liked going to the games. You know, it was fun. And like I say, it was high school kids there. Then it was parents of kids who were playing. You know, maybe a couple of teachers. That was really it. I'm not saying that it was dead, but it wasn't. It wasn't packed. And the visiting side, there were very few people.
Right.
Not a lot of people traveled to see. I mean, those were really the moms and dads like you.
Sure.
You know, who came to those games. There wasn't a lot of space for them if they did want to show up.
Right.
Because they didn't expect
a lot. I grew up, it was packed.
Totally packed?
The stadium was packed. But I don't think our stadium was... It wasn't as big as the Shawnee Mission South Stadium.
Yeah.
It was big, though. You know, it was big. I'd say that every Friday night there was 5,000 people there, 6,000 people maybe.
I'm bad at judging numbers.
Somewhere around there, but it wasn't, you know, it wasn't 20,000, that's for sure. You see some of those high school games in Texas, and there's like 25,000 people there.
Right, and they talk about the kids, like, in their free time. That's what that's what they're talking about at the gas station.
Yeah.
Who the quarterback's going to be. It's crazy, but it's sports. So it really shouldn't be that crazy. I mean, what difference does it make if you're rooting for the high school team, the college team, the NFL team?
You probably have more allegiance to the high school team if they're playing in state tournaments and those kinds of things. Because you went there.
And you're connected.
Chances are you played there.
And you probably know.
You played for the coach.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you're in it.
Yep, absolutely. Well, so will you go to the games regularly, even if your kid's not playing?
And my kid doesn't play. So he's in the eighth grade, and I went to probably 4 Shawnee Mission South games last year.
Really?
Maybe 5, yeah.
All right.
No, there was a buddy of mine, watched, stand there.
I was thinking it sounds kind of like
fun, super good dude. Super nice, and, you know, you're kind of like, man, I think he's doing a good job.
At least you have
some excuse.
You go
there and root for him.
I feel like it'd be weird.
I can't be playing there next year.
That's the thing. You can say, like, well, my kid's going to go to school or my kid plays football. If I go there, they're like, why are you here? I went to high school. They're like, oh, when did you play? No. Mm-mm. I'm like,
I don't think they do that. I think they'd be happy that you came.
You think so?
I think so.
Okay.
Come on, we'll go. First home game. We'll go together. We'll put on our... I like that they have, because I do think it's funny a little bit. I think it's cool, but I do think it's a little funny because it's, you know, we're in a pretty suburban area. But, you know, all their T-shirts and everything say Southside on them.
Okay, that's
like
cool.
A south side of town. Yeah. Like, I like that idea. It feels a little bit more like that's, you know, like a Houston or Dallas thing, but it's still cool, you know, to have those Southside things on them. So, yeah.
You should be making their T-shirts.
You're right.
You need to start doing
right.
That.
The Church of Laszlo.
The Church of Laszlo. On 98.9, The Rock. The Rock. The Rock.
What's going on?
Oh, man, I'm so excited.
Why?
Coming up, we get to talk about probably Laszlo's favorite topic. If I had to pick one, I mean, he's got a few, but what do you think his absolute favorite topic is? Let's say non-sports related, because we already talked about sports.
Porno.
Base.
Wizards.
You're very close. Yes. Space aliens.
I hate
aliens.
Yeah.
He's very scared of space aliens.
I'm not scared.
He doesn't like to talk about it because...
I don't like talking about it because it doesn't matter.
Makes them uncomfortable.
They can live on their planet, I'll live on this one.
Well, what if they decide they want to come to this
okay, one? Okay, why do we automatically think they want to kill me and rape me?
Well, we don't know. That's just it. That's why they did this study. I mean, look, we can't ask
aliens. By
the
way, if they came here and a percentage of them wanted to kill and rape me, it's just the same percentage of humans probably...
Well,
that are killing and raping people. So,
maybe.
Like, well, how do they change anything?
Maybe.
I can't imagine every alien who comes down here just wants to kill us.
Well,
whatever.
Maybe they need the planet. Like in the sci-fi movies, they want the resources, so they're going to eradicate all the life on Earth.
They figured out how to get here.
Yeah.
So they already know. They're smarter than us.
Yeah.
If they wanted to eradicate it, they just do it.
Maybe they just want to do it because they're psychopaths and they think it'd be fun.
So all aliens are psychopaths?
No, just maybe some of them. I mean, somewhere out there there's got to be
psychopaths.
Yeah, but somewhere out there there's got to be a planet full of nothing but psychopaths.
I can't believe that to be true.
It's infinite, so everything should exist, I think, or not. I'm not exactly sure how that works.
No.
So that's what we're going to talk about real quick, though.
I don't want to talk about it.
Before we do that.
I hate
space. I'll talk about your second favorite topic.
I hate satellites.
Liesl's second favorite topic.
I hate that song,
topic.
Satellite.
Which one, Guster or Dave Matthews?
Both.
Band?
I hate both of them.
I'd say Guster.
Okay. Yeah, I'd say they're both.
But light.
I think that's Dave Matthews.
That's Dave Matthews.
Yeah, I hate that song.
Yeah, now that's going to be in my head. God damn it. It's that stupid intro. Hey, real quick. I know you do like Ben Affleck. That's probably your third favorite subject.
I heard he's dating somebody already new.
RFK's daughter.
Yeah.
So like, what? your
Brent
second
Kennedy
favorite guy is dating your third favorite guy's daughter. I mean,
I better get invited to the wedding.
The connection between the two of you, you and Affleck, it's crazy. Right. Now, it's just rumored that they might be dating.
Right, they've been seen together.
They're friends. They've been friendly. Yeah, they've been hanging out. He's been reportedly hanging out with his daughter after the divorce from J-Lo. And I saw that and I was like, man, you guys
She's a looker.
You know, I don't need to even look up Ben Affleck. When they say Ben Affleck, rumored to be dating,
right, you already know.
I already know.
Yeah.
I know what she's not going to be, which is unattractive. She's just not going to be unattractive.
Mm-mm.
It's just not. He seems to have a
type. Man, he's a lot like you.
Just goes from relationship to relationship.
He just has to be in a relationship.
Yeah.
He's like, who are you?
Right.
How hot are you? Great. Now, can I take you to dinner in New York somewhere? Like, I don't think that it has ever just come up for air.
No, it doesn't.
Like,
nope.
It's always like, well, my wife divorced me. I guess I'll date that hottest chick in the world, Era Dion, right?
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, well, that didn't work. Well, how about I just get back together with my ex-wife? Well, that'd be great.
Marry J-Lo.
Right.
Oh, she doesn't like me anymore? How about RFK's daughter? I think it's getting serious.
Yeah, they really get paid for this.
You believe this shit?
The Church of Laszlo.
Amen, brother.
98.9, The Rock.
Yo. So what would you do if aliens... came down
nothing
and invaded Our home.
Like,
not just America,
our home.
Our home, planet Earth. Our home.
Like, what are they doing? What do you mean invading?
Well, we don't know for sure yet because they're aliens. We've never had to deal with this before, right?
Okay, but what does it mean?
They could be hostile. They might not
be
hostile.
You said invaded. Invaded itself to be to aggression.
They asked people.
I don't know if the dictionary definition of that, but invaded sounds like they're trying to come and take my PS5. That I'm not going to allow.
Well, they've invaded our space, right? Because they're here on our planet. We didn't invite them. So is that an invasion?
We did not invite them.
Well, we. Do you want to build a wall or something? Well, I mean,
build a skywall.
If we knew that there was a chance that they were coming, and we knew how to build the skywall, you don't think that
I
we
knew
would?
You were a Trumper, I just didn't know how far.
Oh,
you'd
Jesus
go.
Christ! Look, I mean,
you're saying
the
illegal aliens. They need to check in first.
Plenty of movies about how to defend ourselves against alien invasions.
No, I'm just saying,
sure
how do we know the aliens aren't bad? Maybe they just want to come here.
We don't.
Start a life for them and their kids.
Okay, so you're optimistic.
Maybe there's some sort of political asylums.
They're dreamers.
Yeah. We don't know what's going on with them. They just want to come here, work hard, raise their kids just like we do in the land of milk and honey.
You're not alone.
And all of a sudden, you want to shoot them in the head, build a wall,
and kill
them.
I didn't even say what I would do yet.
But you said you want to build a wall, and then you went straight to, I've seen movies, they're bad people. Basically, call them rapists.
Oh my God.
Criminals and rapists.
You said, what do I want to do, build a wall? And I said, well,
you said, we know how to do it.
I'm sure if they knew how to and they thought these things were going to hurt them, then yeah, they'd like to have a wall. Yeah, these things, these aliens.
They're
I don't know what they are.
Their best.
They're not humans, probably.
Well, we don't know that. We don't know.
We don't
they
know
are.
That. But there's a good chance that they're not humans, right?
So I don't know, but I'm sure they don't like to be called things.
Well, and I'm sure that they would understand that I don't know what they are yet. So I don't know what their pronouns are, what their names
they're
are.
Aliens.
Yet, okay,
they're, say that.
They're aliens. Fine.
What planet are they from?
Well,
the Plutonians.
So, in this survey, they kept referring to them, even though they said it's obviously not specifically Martians. They kept referring to aliens as Martians back and forth. But they just, it's an alien invasion. They're not really specific. And they asked people, could you survive an alien invasion?
Well,
now,
how do I know
shockingly,
that?
Most people aren't so sure, which,
right. Because maybe.
How the hell could I?
Well, if they're friendly, then yes.
Yeah, I'll probably survive.
If they shoot lasers
that.
Out of their eyes.
Right.
Like Homelander, then probably not.
Yeah. If they want to nuke the whole planet or
they don't need
burn
nukes because nukes are nothing to them.
Right, whatever.
And they can just shoot lasers out of their pee hole.
Yeah.
Kill everybody. Like, I don't know.
And do it for fun. Then, my odds aren't good. I don't think hiding in the basement is going to save me for too
terribly
long.
I've seen people try to shoot Homelander before.
I don't know. I don't know what the strategy is. It's a little different than the zombie apocalypse. Where and we've talked about that
go
in the
to work
past,
for
and you said we're going
to
lock ourselves in a
go
Costco,
to work for
which we shouldn't have given that Costco thing away for the zombie thing. But with the
a
aliens,
lot of people talk about what a good idea that is.
It really was a good idea. Just lock yourself in that.
Know,
Costco.
You're talking about
buying
a Jeep and all this stuff. And like,
well, I said we need a truck. We need something with 4-wheel drive. We're going to have to get
they
around.
They have grills.
People.
They have heaters. They have air conditioners. They have couches. They have beds. They have clothes.
Yeah.
They have steaks that we could cook on the grill.
Yeah.
If all the power went out, they also have like a.
Charcoal, probably.
So, right, and so much non-perishable food, like
true,
and heaters and everything. There's just nothing. Like it's perfect.
Yeah, you need to get there though, and I'm sure a lot of people would like to be getting there. So, I think we would have made a good team because I said just get something with 4-wheel drives because the streets are going to be gridlocked. You're going to have to go off-roading to get to where you want to go, and you made fun of me for that.
I live pretty close to Costco.
But, okay, all right, so you'll be fine.
I'm in there a lot anyway, so chances are there's a good chance I might be in and or around. Costco
when it
happens.
Yeah, see that's the problem is if either one of these things
got
happens,
those pizza makers,
aliens,
man, hot dogs, man, life is pretty good at Costco.
When you since
they
COVID,
got those doors, they're not just regular glass doors; they're the big
huge
steel pull down doors.
Yeah, no, it'd be a good spot to be locked away from zombies for sure. Since
TVs,
COVID. Since COVID happened,
computers.
When you're low on groceries, like I really needed to go grocery shopping yesterday and I didn't, and when I look in the fridge and see all my groceries are empty, ever since COVID, I have this thought of, what if everything shuts down right now? I never had that before COVID, but when COVID happened and there was a run on toilet paper and canned goods and everything else, and you go to the grocery store and the shelves were empty, now I've since then always had this feeling of like, I'm not a doomsday prepper, obviously. I have no food in the house now, and I just think, well, if something happens now, this is what I'm stuck with. That's bad. Do you think like that?
I don't.
You don't?
No.
I can't be the only one who thinks that.
I don't
think
like
that. I mean, it wasn't
that
long ago.
You know,
the shelves were
empty.
What
happened. But I never really ran into that. I mean, I remember going to the grocery store and there not being a lot of stuff.
Yeah, there wasn't much.
But I didn't ever run into the point of like, there is nothing.
No, but it was we'd never been in a situation like that
where
before.
Where there was no
so
chicken. We were like, well, I guess I'll eat pork chops. But it wasn't, you know.
A lot of the cans were, I mean, all the soups were gone and the box. It was just
toilet paper was the big thing.
Toilet paper was gone.
But we got the bidets, so it was like, dude, I'm good.
Well, man, we were talking about the bidets this weekend. It is so crazy that people still don't have them.
Get a bidet.
And Brooke was saying, is it rude to buy them for people?
No.
And I said, no, it's not rude. She's like, it's such a personal thing, and you know, to buy it for someone to say here, but especially if it's somewhere that you're going to go visit. If you visit there. Like,
I have a buddy of mine who has one, heard us talking about it, yeah. Got himself one. He says his wife and kid don't use it.
Why?
I don't know. They think it's weird or something.
Dude,
right.
I don't understand. Like, I go on vacation. I go without it for a couple of days.
Savages.
I feel disgusting. I'm buying wet wipes and doing things I never used to do before.
Chacho says, like, you know.
I can't do it.
He used to go to his mom's house, he's like, yeah. We don't have a bidet over there. You're savages.
You have to hold it.
Which is literally his word. Yeah. Like a 10-year-old.
That's what it feels like. It's bad. I went to an Airbnb in Colorado. We were only there for like 4 days, and I seriously considered going to buy a bidet and installing it in these people's house just for while we were there. So anyway, in this poll, they asked people if they thought they could survive alien invasion, and let's just assume that they're somewhat hostile. Okay? Mm-hmm. So they are hostile. They don't say how hostile, but they're somewhat hostile. So a third think that they'd be lucky to survive more than about a month, okay? I mean, again, we don't know how powerful these aliens are. What if they come down and they're idiots?
The whole world, and then
it
might take a little bit of time to find me.
Well, right, and look, okay, they got here, so we're assuming that they're super smart, but maybe they just kind of blew into town, right, on a solar wind. I don't know. And so we don't know for sure that they're going to be so much smarter than us.
We don't know what could kill them.
Yeah, and we don't know what their weakness could be, like in that Signs movie. Just water. Yeah, it kills them. Then,
we don't know.
Yeah, then you got an okay shot. So anyway, a third think that they'd be lucky to survive more than a month. 1 in 10 felt confident that they'd be able to survive over a year. And I thought if anybody would feel confident that they could survive over a year, it would be my man Lazlo. Just because of the bear fights and the wolf fights and the
I think it does. I don't believe in aliens. I don't believe in other planets. I don't really believe in space.
Right.
That said,
you ignore it.
If you know, it would depend on how you know powerful these things were. But what are they like? Just a little bit more powerful than us?
They don't give us. They just say they're hostile.
So you know what I'm saying?
They just say they're hostile and they made it.
I figure I got a pretty good chance of surviving. It's just going to take. Why are they coming here looking for me?
Don't know. Yeah, that's the scary
part. You know,
like
they got the whole world to go through.
Right.
You know? But unless they have some sort of power that just kills everyone, then no.
Yeah, maybe they got to.
But if they got to come find me and shoot me with some sort of laser gun or something, then I got a pretty good chance. Taking a while before they come and get to my house.
What's the first thing? Very first thing. It's on the news. Oh my God, something's coming down. What's the first thing you do? It's probably the same thing that most people said. Very first thing you do when you find out, you see on the news, oh my God, aliens are coming down and they appear to be hostile.
Do they appear to be hot?
Hostile.
I know, but do they appear to be hot?
No.
As well?
No,
they do not.
No.
Or almond-eyed grays?
Maybe, yeah, something like that. What's the first thing that you do? First thing is you find your family, right? You got to find out where your kids are. You're looking at me like, I don't know.
I'm guessing they're still in school.
Are you going to go try and pick them up?
Because they said an alien's here?
Because they said aliens are coming down to Earth. Yeah,
like a bunch of them all
people
at once?
People are panicking.
Is it
one
spaceship? And is it in New Mexico?
Oh, no, I'm assuming it's a lot of them.
Like millions all over the
like
world.
Like in the movies where
you
got to
go get them. Okay.
You go get your kids. You find your family, right? That's the first thing you do. And then the second thing you do is you got to go find supplies, which I'm sure we're going to be fighting for. And now we're back to the zombie apocalypse thing, which is trying to get in that Costco. But the problem is we've ruined that for this city now, because now everyone, when they... If there's a zombie apocalypse or an alien invasion, they're all going to be going to Costco now.
Right. Corona Crackman makes a good point. You got to rub one out just to think straight.
Yes, think straight.
Clear the mind.
Want to have a clear mind. Maybe we'll go to Sam's Club instead, since everyone will be headed to Costco. You know, like, ooh, okay, a little misdirection there. Then run or hide is the next most common thing. So they find family, they go find supplies, and then they run or hide. Well, I mean, you're not going to stand out in the street and go, hello, my family's right here, right?
They're
being hostile. Yeah, so you're, and maybe even in the basement, right?
Yeah, well, no, I'm not.
You want to get to the house quickly. You're not, it's like, let's walk. We could use the exercise.
I'm going to my house and see what happens.
Yeah. And then 1 in 10 people said they would find one of these aliens and try to say hello to them.
Yeah, I think that's
right. Try to open up a line of communication.
Yeah, I think that's a smart thing. That's what I would do too. I'd be like, hey, why do you want to, what do you want?
Yeah.
Why do you want to kill us? Like, come inside. You want tea or something? What do you want? Coffee?
Well, 10% of them said they'd ask, can I have a ride back to you with you to your home planet? Seriously. It was like 11% of people said I'd ask them if I'd go back with them. That means at least 11% of those people, on average, are so bored or upset with their lives now that they're willing to just...
No, we also know that clearly they're superior. They got
here. There's that.
So
there's
then,
that.
You know, what can I do to help?
Just take me with you. 5% say, and this is, I'll leave you with this. 5% say that they would have sex with the nearest human. They don't say nearest attractive person. Or they just say that they would
have sex. Aliens come down.
Yep.
And they find a human, man or woman, and just have sex with
them. No, the aliens aren't. The people that are responding to this poll say 5% of them said the first thing they'd do, one of the first things they would do.
I hear you. I'm just saying so.
Is have sex with someone.
Oh, so if the TV stops our baseball game right now.
Yeah.
It says aliens and they show them, you know, I don't know, flying down to Earth or something.
Yeah.
I'm just supposed to look at you and have sex with you?
Well, 5% of the people in this building apparently would want to suddenly have sex, which means...
Well, I guess I go look
go downstairs
for those, go look for those people.
Exactly. Now we know what our first step would be.
Up next, speaking in tongues.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by StreetEasy.
What we all miss the most is the food.
The Chinese food.
Any decent Chinese food or pizza.
New York City pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza. There's no bagels.
Bagels.
Man, I miss some bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have three Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.